Welcome to Bristol Radio, your home for Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway podcasts, soundbites, and more. For more Bristol content, visit bristolmotorspeedway.com. Hey guys, here is a quick rundown of everything happening this week at Bristol Motor Speedway. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, we're back here at Bristol Motor Speedway for another edition of This Week at Bristol. Hope you're doing well out there. We'll take comments and questions. Please fire in any questions that you might have. So, exciting race yesterday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, one of our sister tracks, and congrats to Joey Logano. But it was a good race, and I think it was good to see Chase Elliott run up front and a lot of the front runners. It was good. Good race. Good restarts, right? So, again, feel free to send in your questions, your comments, any questions that you might have. This is a service. This week at Bristol is really a service to the fans. We want to keep you guys updated on everything that's going on here at Bristol. So, let's get into it. Let's talk about a few updates. Tickets are shipping. We talked about this last week. We're going to be sending out some social messages this week, but tickets are shipping right now from the ticket office. So if you have tickets to the April race or you have season tickets, you will be getting those in the mail in the next couple weeks, which is great news for everybody. Last week, we announced that we launched a Jimmy Johnson ticket package. So that's right. Everybody who's a Jimmy Johnson fan, $48. What a great deal. And I know Jimmy and his folks wanted to keep it low. So $48 gets you into the Food City 500. It will also get you a Q&A in our South Building here on property on race day, April 5th. So don't wait. If you're a Jimmy Johnson fan, pick that up. They went fast and furious last week, so you got to grab one of those. If you're an existing ticket holder, the add-on is just $20. So let us know if you want to get in on the Jimmy Johnson ticket package. Again, $48 for the Food City 500. Come on in. We're going to be doing some more announcements, but a few weeks ago, you guys probably heard about Navy Week and the Tri-Cities. Well, we've got some big announcements coming next week about what's happening with Navy Week here on property. So stay tuned for that one because we're going to have some really cool stuff coming up next week. But that's just a really cool thing for the Tri-Cities, Northeast Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, that we'll have Navy Week here during race week. And then again, we'll have some announcements next week about what those plans are going to be. It's kind of like Greek Week here at Bristol. So really cool. We've got a bunch of Greek leaders from some of the local colleges that are coming in this week to hear more. One of the biggest things that has grown over the last couple of years is college ticket packages. And a lot of people go, what kind of college ticket package do you guys have? We have really, really good college ticket packages. So if you want to hear more about them, but they $35, guys, is that right? Yeah. You can feel free to talk. It's okay. Yeah. Cup Day, $35 ticket package for college kids. Really good package. You get a parking spot. You get all this different stuff. So this week, some Greek leaders will be here. The other thing that we launched last week was a Breaking Into Sports. So Breaking Into Sports, Chris, it's you sign up, you get a ticket to the race, you can participate in our program that sort of you're going to get to come here on property. We have like a full day of lectures and all these other things, but you get a ticket to the race. It's also an opportunity that if you're interested to break into sports and break into something here at Bristol Motor Speedway, it's a great opportunity. We've had some interns come from that, some ticket sales folks come from. Right. It's normally a big city, so it is a big deal for us, and we want to make it a big deal to you guys, breaking into sports. So Google that if you haven't seen that yet, but we'll have some more information out on social media this week. Any questions at this time?
We have a hello from Claudio from Brazil.
Oh my gosh, hello from Brazil. Hello,
and
everybody.
Charlotte Motor Speedway really wants to know, is Chris sleeping in again?
No, Chris Lawyer is here for your Charlotte Motor Speedway, so thank you for the questions. If you guys have any questions out there, again, this is a service for the fans, so we want to get you up to date on everything that's going on here at Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway, but of course, if you have any questions, please let us know. The spring camping mailing, so if you're going to be a camper here on site for the April race weekend, the spring camping is starting to mail this week as well, so you're going to get your packages with all your parking spots. Everything for your camper. So look forward to that. The spring camping mailing is happening this week. One really cool thing that's happening this Friday is we have our volunteer and kind of extended employee event party, which is really neat. It is full, so don't RSVP this week, but it's a really cool event. What we get to do is we get to tell everybody thank you for all the work that they did in 2019. So a lot of our extended staff, so not our full-time staff, but extended staff, a lot of those folks that maybe would park your car or be at concessions during event weekend, they're going to be here this Friday. So that's a really cool event that we have coming up. Any questions, guys?
We had a hello from Ohio.
Hello from Ohio. Yeah, let us know where you guys are watching from. We have our social media feeds right up here. We're on Twitch, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, and then, yeah, I'm not sure if we signed up for LinkedIn. We're working on that one. So,
our new nickname, according to Kentucky, is DJ Drew.
DJ, thank you. Thank you to Kentucky Speedway watching out there. March 5th, we want to let everybody know, March 5th, which is next week, March 5th, yes. March 5th, next week, is the last day to save before pricing goes up on the Food City 500 tickets and some of the Xfinity tickets as well. So we want to let everybody know, get in now. These are going to be the lowest prices. Now, of course, you can pick up the Jimmy Johnson package or run out to your local Food City. If you're outside of the Food City markets like Knoxville, Tri-Cities, Chattanooga, Northern Georgia, Southeast Kentucky, you can still call in right now and get some great ticket pricing through our ticket office, but those packages are still available. But on March 6th, they will go up. So March 5th is your last day to save. So get in now. So if you're looking to come, obviously some great racing going on in NASCAR. If you're looking to come to the Food City 500 race weekend, we want to get in now before March 5th. Another cool one for next weekend is Jurassic Quest. So if you guys haven't visited our website, yes. If you haven't visited our website in a while, you can go find that under the events or the get tickets section. Jurassic Quest, March 6th through the 8th, at our BMS South building. So that's going to be a big dinosaur exhibit. It's gone all over the country. It's really, really cool. So Jurassic Quest, March 6th through the 8th at Bristol Motor Speedway. We hope you guys will get in, bring your kids out for that. That is going to be a lot of fun. So that's all my updates for this week. Any more questions from social media?
What has been your thoughts to the start of the NASCAR season?
Okay, my thoughts, my subjective thoughts, on the start of the NASCAR season. I guess I didn't introduce myself off the top. I'm Drew, by the way, from the marketing department here at Bristol. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. A lot of people running up front. It was great to even see the Xfinity Series with Chase Briscoe, Noah Gragson winning last weekend. I think the Daytona 500, we're just very thankful that Ryan Newman is okay and walked away from that crash, but very exciting finish, obviously. Congrats to Denny for winning his third Daytona 500. And then Joey, but there were so many good race cars involved in the end of that race and some of those restarts at the end. So I think all things are positive in NASCAR right now. The racing's really good. The event weekends have been awesome. So make sure you make your way to Bristol. We have the best short track in the world just outside of our building right here. And you do not want to miss a minute of the action. Again, we've got Fan Friday on Friday, April 3rd. Actually, let's back it up one more day even. Thursday, April 2nd at night, we've got the Hauler Parade. The Haulers are coming into town. Friday, April 3rd, we got Fan Friday with free practice all afternoon. So come out to the property. Then you can go to Food City Family Race Night that night in our hospitality village for free again, which is the best fan fest in NASCAR. Saturday, absolutely chock full. Bush's Beans qualifying in the morning for both Xfinity and Cup. The Cheddar's 300 presented by Alsco Xfinity Series race. And then the Zombie Auto 150 Arca Menard Series race, which will feature Haley Deegan and a lot of the other young stars. So that's an awesome Saturday, April 4th. And then, of course, the Food City 500 on April 5th. We have a music announcement coming up next week, maybe even later this week, about who the pre-race act is going to be. So we'll tease that one for the next This Week at Bristol. You'll have to return next week so that we'll probably talk all about the music announcement. Any more questions out there, guys?
You'll say you'll sing their song, right?
Remember, yeah. Will I? The question from the group is, will I sing the song? Probably not, but thanks for asking. Yeah. Any more questions before we?
Just to remind people, I know we've got some people asking about concerts. Obviously, we've got pre-race concerts, but we also have a concert at the Thunder Valley Amphitheater.
Yes, yes. So concerts. So yes, we're going to have music all weekend long at the Food City 500 race weekend. Obviously, night race and all these other things. So for April race weekend, we've got Tim Duggar, we've got the Bristol After Dark, we're going to have a DJ, a color rave, we're going to have all that, and then of course we'll have an announcement on our Sunday pre-race act coming up soon. But of course, August 8th, so Alabama, the concert from last year, got rescheduled this year to August 8th, 2020. So if you have not gotten your tickets, there's still some available. But for all those that do have their tickets, look forward to that. That's going to be a blast. And we're working on more concerts. Yeah, we've got more kind of cool conversations going on around concerts. Guys?
We have a greetings from Germany.
Greetings from Germany. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching out there. Guten Tag. I don't know if I said that correctly, but...
Will there be a cornhole tournament for SEC this year?
Yes. Will there be? The question was, will there be a cornhole tournament on spring race weekend? Is that what the question is?
Yes.
And that is a yes. That's an affirmative. We will have a cornhole tournament. So look forward to that on April race weekend. Get your skills ready. Okay. I think that's it for this week. I think we've answered all the questions. Again, I'm Drew Bedard from here in the marketing department here at Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway. This is This Week at Bristol. It's really a service to you guys, the fans, and we'll be back next Monday to give you more information from the Last Great Coliseum. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening to Bristol Radio. If you haven't yet, please subscribe or follow the Bristol Radio Podcast Network for everything new from Thunder Valley. Also, please rate and review the show and share this episode on social media, tag us, and use the hashtag #ItsBristolBaby. See you next time.